Blackstone Audio presents The Kingdom Where Nobody Dies by Kathleen Hills. Childhood is the kingdom where nobody dies. Nobody that matters, that is. Edna St. Vincent Millay, 1934. Chapter 1. The thing about protecting yourself is knowing what your enemies are up to. Claire figured that as long as she could hear the tractor, she was safe. When she got high enough, she'd be able to see it, too. Then she could keep an eye on the old bastard. She put one foot on the ladder and whispered, "Bastard," then tried it aloud, but low and under her breath. "Bastard. Old son of a bitch," she added in her everyday voice, and felt a thrill of guilt and daring. Spike stopped snuffling around the foundation and looked up at her, whining way down in his throat.
"Lay down. Stay."
She said it like she meant business, for all the good it would do. The minute she was out of his sight, he'd be off like a shot, getting into who knows what kind of trouble. She could tie him up, but then he'd start howling, and Ma would wonder what was going on. The rungs of the ladder were rotten and cracked, and Claire kept her feet far to the sides and was careful to never put both feet on the same rung. Once she got onto the henhouse roof, she ran as fast as she dared, both to cut down on the chance that Ma might be looking out the window and because the corrugated metal was blistering hot on the bottoms of her feet. The big pine tree grew against the building, so close.